Keep it rolling. What can you say about this cut?
This actually, I think, was the first song we wrote in Palm Springs.
Yes.
And again, this is a vibe right here, you know?
This reminds me of, like, when we're in Palm Springs, like, just being able to play music at 2 in the morning or 11 in the morning with barbecue, you know, hang out in the pool and then just go back in. We're tired.
Just, you know,
Sonny cooking us like
chorizo,
a thousand things because he was on a diet for 2 weeks, not eating jack, and then just being able to play music and pick up and play the drums and the guitar whenever you wanted to. This is kind of one of them, like, at the end of the day, we're tired and you're ready to settle in, and it's like, hey man, everybody's rested up, let's get on the instruments and jam. It's kind of one of them type of vibes. Like, it reminds me of Palm Springs, just hanging out with these guys and locking ourselves up and getting away from our friends and our family and just having our, like, the band time, you know what I mean? It was our time to get together and write music, and this is one of them cuts. It has that type of vibe, you know?
Yeah.
Feels like fall. Yeah. And that's when we were there, you know what I mean?
It was called autumn.
It was called
The working title was called Autumn, and that's when all the leaves.
It's getting a little cold.
Yeah. The first day we got there was warm. The next day was freezing.
Yeah.
Started snowing in the mountains.
Hey, this song's good, man. It's got light in all the dark. It's kind of a dark song, but it's
It's cool because we've been doing the interviews, like, on the radios and stuff, and they asked me what the difference of this record is from the last one. I said, I liked it, that Sonny had, like, moments on this record lyrically, you know what I mean? This is one of those songs lyrically that we played for our family for the last year, you know, just the demo versions, and people are like, dude, I'm feeling this. This is where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, hey, dude, this is cool, man. You know what I mean? That's we don't look at it that way because we're just playing the music and doing our thing. But when other people hear the songs, they relate to it spiritually, you know what I mean? Just, or not even spiritually, just for what it is.
Life.
You know? It's cool.
Yeah. No, I feel you, man. Yeah, this is a spiritual song. This song is...
This is the vibe track too, man.
It is.
I think also too, because we had such a long time to write this album, it gave us room for the experience of where we were.
Yeah.
Just at that particular time, or any particular time. So,
and as a band and individually, just, you know, trying to pick up pieces and trying to get things going.
We didn't even have this part in the song right here.
Yeah.
I know Chewy mentioned the lyrics on this one. When will we sing a new song?
Yeah.
That's what Jason was feeling.
Months down the line.
Yeah.
Because when you listen to the music, man, I'll be honest with you, man, I actually had just read some of Psalms, and David was a frustrated man like myself and was crying out to, you know, when are we going to sing a new song? And, you know, I don't have an answer for that, but we all want to.
Is this the lyric, man, right here?
Yeah, that's it right there, dude.
And that's the promise. That's the promise that we have for a better tomorrow.
And I also like how you guys brought in the female vocal, too.
Yeah.
Because to me, you know, I think the perception of you guys is that you're hard and heavy, but, you know, that's the surface, but... You know, when you really dig in and lyrically connect with you guys, I think having the female vocal.
Yeah.
This is a big ending. You got the orchestra.
That's what we wanted. That's why we had a hard time writing the song, because we wanted to make it big. For a long time, it was just flat and straight. And then, but we wanted to make it, you know,
dynamic.
grow and just finally have this big, you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers Under the Bridge type of moment. You know what I mean? Where, you know, it just got huge and big. And when she came on the vocal and stepped it up on the high vocal tip, it brought it there. It brought it to that emotional.
Yeah, I think it's beautiful, man.
Katy Perry is her name.
That's dope right there.
And here's the orchestra.
Yeah, that's Susie. It all perfect.
Glenn Ballard, that's him.
And Susie Katayama.
Yep. Right. Susie, yep.
Sick.
It's good to have a team around our band, you know what I mean? That, you know, from the other musicians to the producers and the people that surround POD, to pitch in their ideas to help things get to where they are, and we're not fools, you know what I mean? We take all that advice.
For sure,
I think we're not a prideful band when it comes to those kind of things, and
always
I think
learning.
It's important to have a team surround you,
dude,
like that.
A genius is a dummy that surrounds himself with smart people.
Goodbye for now.
Good track.
See you later.
Good track.